recognizing your day and her message. Luke chapter 17, verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the time of the preaching of the gospel. That is the acceptable year. The days of the Son of Man is the days that we are in now. Oh, praise the Lord. The same thing again. Daniel 12:4, as we read before, knowledge shall increase. This is the age. Knowledge is increased. Scientific knowledge that produces all the godlessness. Two things that let us know that in this age, time is over. Number one, that like they made the Tower of Babel, that so that they will go to heaven, actually they want to be like God. Whatever is going on in heaven there, we can do it here too. The same thing now. Technology has gone with the internet of things to a dimension that if God does not put a stop to it, God will never be known again on earth. You want to share the only attribute that differentiates God from man, his omnipresence. You want to share that glory with the internet of things, he will scatter that nonsense. He won't let it go far. Secondly, it reached a stage where they now want to produce their own human beings. Take this cell here, take this cell here, put in a machine and create any type of human being they want. You want a fat one, they will create a fat one. You want the one that has two mouths and two eyes. Eye can be here. Nose can be here. They will create it. You want a short one, they will create it. Any type of human being, they can go to the laboratory and create it. And that is what is going into what they call the genetically modified organisms. They are now taking it to human beings. You have heard of the cloning technology. You are hearing now of genetically modified. They modify your gene. It is that stage that I can tell you that it is time for God to send a message to warn his people. The message is always only to his people, because the world will never hear it. Praise the Lord. And that is the evening light message. And that is the end time message we have been preaching. What is the message? It is that midnight cry, which Apostle Paul is also calling the shout. The coming of the Lord begins with a shout. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. The Lord himself shall descend with a shout. That shout is the end time message. Hallelujah. The message is Revelation chapter 18. If you read it from verse 1, the angel was crying, Babylon the Great is falling. Hallelujah. Babylon the Great is falling. It has become the habitation of every unclean bird. What did he say? Come out of Babylon. This Babylon is the mystery Babylon. Revelation chapter 17 is the mother of all harlots. It is the denominational system headed by Catholicism with headquarters in Rome. It is mystery. It is Babylon. You are among them, be ye not unequally yoked with them. That is the headquarters of apostasy. That is, I don't know what to use to describe it. The rebellion is there. The Antichrist is coming from there. Just watch it. What is the message? In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 15, read it. That there is coming a day of the Lord when everything, including their internet and everything will be destroyed. It will destroy. The whole earth and the element thereof will be destroyed by fire. Noah was preaching there will be destruction by water. This entire message says this world shall be destroyed with fire. Seventh church age. This is the seventh church age. Satan started his assignment 7 ages ago. All the demons of the first age, he added them to the demons of the second age. He added them to the demons of the third age. Until now, the sevenfold power of the Antichrist is manifested now. They target the church. Therefore, overcomers of this age, you will need a sevenfold grace. What is it that overcometh this world? Even our faith. Revelation. Study. Our prayer now is, Lord, reveal what is happening to me. Sevenfold. To overcome in this age, it will take extra grace of God. That is what is known as the extra oil. You cannot just live and for God so loved the world. Go to church, pay your tithe and offering. There's something we must overcome. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. It is contending for the faith. Everything Satan is doing to take your attention away from your faith. That's why it's attacking your business, attacking your health, attacking your finances, attack anything that will give you peace. He is not after your life, he's after your faith. In whatever estate, if you can be like Job, if you can be like Apostle Paul, what can separate me from the love of God that is in Christ? I remain focused. Two things that let us know that in this age, time is over. Number one, that like they made the Tower of Babel, that so that they will go to heaven. Actually, they want to be like God. Whatever is going on in heaven there, we can do it here too. The same thing now. Technology has gone with the internet of things to a dimension that if God does not put a stop to it, God will never be known again on earth. You want to share the only attribute that differentiates God from man, his omnipresence. You want to share that glory with the internet of things, he will scatter that nonsense. He will let it go far. Secondly, it reached a stage where they now want to produce their own human beings. Take this cell here, put in a machine and create any type of human being they want. You want a fat one, they will create a fat one. You want the one that has 2 mouths and 2 eyes. Eye can be here, nose can be here. They will create it. You want a short one, they will create it. Any type of human being, they can go to the laboratory and create it. And that is what is going into what they call the genetically modified organisms. They are now taking it to human beings. You have heard of the cloning technology. You are hearing now of genetically modified. They modify your gene. It is that stage that I can tell you that it is time for God to send a message to warn his people. The message is always only to his people, because the world will never hear it. Praise the Lord. And that is the evening light message. And that is the end time message we have been preaching. What is the message? It is that midnight cry, which Apostle Paul is also calling the shout. The coming of the Lord begins with a shout. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, the Lord himself shall descend with a shout. That shout is the end time message. What is the message saying? The message is 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14 to verse 18. For emphasis, I will read it. It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verse 17. This is the message. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Verse 18. Verse 18. And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. What is the message? Hallelujah. The message is Revelation chapter 18. If you read it from verse 1, the angel was crying, Babylon the Great is falling. Hallelujah. Babylon the Great is falling. It has become the habitation of every unclean bird. What did he say? Come out of Babylon. This Babylon is the mystery Babylon. Revelation chapter 17 is the mother of all harlots. It is the denominational system headed by Catholicism with headquarters in Rome. It is mystery. It is Babylon. You are among them, be ye not unequally yoked with them. That is the headquarters of apostasy. That is, I don't know what to use to describe it. The rebellion is there. The Antichrist is coming from there. Just watch it. What is the message? In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 15, read it. That there is coming a day of the Lord when everything, including their internet and everything, will be destroyed. It will destroy. The whole earth and the element thereof will be destroyed by fire. Noah was preaching there will be destruction by water. This entire message says this world shall be destroyed with fire. And in Luke chapter 21 and verse 28, let's read it. Luke chapter 21 and verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then do what? Look up and lift up your heads. For your redemption draweth nigh. There is the certainty of judgment that is coming upon this world. Certainty, certainty. That's what you see in 2 Peter chapter 2. And from verse 1 to verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3 rather, from verse 1 to 9. Certainty of judgment. It is certain this system will soon come to an end. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This spirit is what, this knowledge is what is defined as the end time message. The end time message is not hanging the picture of Will Abraham. You may be hanging the picture of Will Abraham and yet be in the mess of this age and not the message. Come out. If you come out, you are going somewhere. Come out from error and come to the truth. And thy word is truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is the message? Every revival goes with a song. Every rebellion goes with inspiration for songs. This is a rebellious age. This is a rebellious age. Rebellion that stinks to heaven, high heaven. Can't you see the type of songs that musicians are singing now? Have you tried to listen to the wordings, to those lyrics, what they are saying? Nothing but rebellion. It started small, from the Western world, with a music style known as rock. Whether they are mad, I don't know. You'll be wondering, what are they saying? Rebellion. See the dress, those musicians, the dress. They were spreading an anointing. Who are the music stars now? Which message are they delivering to the youth that is shocking the youth head? Listen to the music that you dance to. Listen to the music that I try to listen to what they are saying, some of them. I try. And anywhere I go, youth are. When they start, you will sing and they sing. Oh, the man they go. I say, what are they saying? And then the youth are. Hey, and they are sitting there listening to me now. They are your stars. They are your favorites. You are their fans. Imagine BB Niger. They were celebrating the winner. And you all know what Satan is using that to promote. Okay now. And he got millions. But have you seen them give anything to anyone? Oh, glory be to God. That has invented anything that can progress man in Nigeria. Have you seen any product of any research that any governor went and said, we will sponsor you with this, your talent? But the governor, a Christian, belonged to, in fact, he's a pastor of a popular church. He's a governor now. He gave that man an award. It's a sign of the time. And the whole world is promoting him. And including you sitting in the church. He is your idol. For doing what? For displaying immorality for a number of days. Live on a television program. And you are donating. It is your money that you donated and they gave him. Oh. This is what the world has gone to. And they have crept into the church. And like Noah, some of us look odd. But we are reading the Bible. There is also a revival that produces songs that point us to the soon coming of the Lord. There are the revival songs, inspiration, while the world is producing music to produce rebellion and whatever it is the devil wants to achieve. There are also inspiration of the Holy Ghost with songs. Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The sign.
Prophets foretold.
The gentle days are numbered.
The gentle days numbered. Oh, with horrors and combat. Eternity.
That is soon. That is our revival song.
The day of redemption is near.
I will pass.
Judgment is coming over you. There will be marriage here, two weddings here. Do you know that one of them is one of my staff? Every day I have changed her name to November 29. Anytime I see her, I say, hi, November 29. Hi, November 29. Why? There is nothing more in her mind than that date. Nothing more. And that is the estate of everyone that shall be part of this rapture. Your mind now is focused on the soon coming of the Lord. That's why we are
waiting for his
coming. Hey, that's the song.
In the clouds of heaven,
he's coming back to earth
to catch away his soul.
No. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 9, Lot was told something. When he was preventing them from raping those men, they said, who is this one? This stranger that is among us. Who is this? And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, a stranger. And he will need be a judge. They refer to him as a sojourner. They knew he does not belong there because his life pattern was different. While their women were wearing trousers, his wife was dressing like a woman. While they painted their face, there was something about him that looked different from the sodomites. We too, this world is not my home.
Oh yes, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are somewhere beyond the angels back on me.
Angels back on me.
From heaven's open door.
From heaven's open door.
And I can, feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have
no friend like
you. Me from heaven's open door, and I can feel at home in this world anymore.
And in the song of the bride, listen, you can only hold a Hebrew slave for 6 years. The 7 years, 7 churches, he goes out free. A jubilee will sound. And that jubilee is sounding now. And we can see
there is a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever.
And we only reach that shore by pedigree. Oh, one by one, we gain the portal there to dwell with the immortal. Oh, when the ring, the golden bell.
Don't you hear the bell?
Hallelujah,
in the far off street,
just beyond the garden, beyond the sky. When the ring, the golden bells for you.
Assignment 7 ages ago. All the demons of the first age, he added them to the demons of the second age. He added them to the demons of the third age. Until now, the sevenfold power of the Antichrist is manifested now. They target the church. Therefore, overcomers of this age, you will need a sevenfold grace. What is it that overcometh this world? Even our faith. Revelation. Study. Our prayer now is, Lord, reveal what is happening to me. Sevenfold. To overcome in this age, it will take extra grace of God. That is what is known as the extra oil. You cannot just live on, for God so loved the world. Go to church, pay your tithe and offering. There's something we must overcome. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. It is contending for the faith. Everything Satan is doing to take your attention away from your faith. That's why it's attacking your business, attacking your health, attacking your finances, attack anything that will give you peace. He is not after your life, he's after your faith. In whatever estate, if you can be like Job, if you can be like Apostle Paul, what can separate me from the love of God that is in Christ? I remain focused. Only one prayer. See me through.
Lord Jesus, see me through.
See me through. See me through.
Lord Jesus, see me through.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
There is a victory.
There is a victory.
To be one. Jesus, give me power.
Give me power.
Oh,
every hour.
See me true.
Finally, Luke, Jesus Christ spoke in Luke 17 and verse 32. What he said was, remember Lot's wife. She looked back. She drew back. She had opportunity to escape, but she looked back. In Hebrew chapter 10, verse 37, can we read that? Hebrew chapter 10, verse 37 and verse 39. For yet a little while, he that shall come will come. Who is he that shall come? Shout his name now if you know him. And will not tarry. Verse 38. He said, now the church shall live by faith. But this is thus said the Lord. But if any man draw back like Lot's wife, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But that is the assurance. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition. That's why we are the bride of Christ in this age. But we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. If your faith that you believe does not save you, then what was your Christian journey all about? Only religion. Timothy, since you were a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures that is able to make thee wise unto salvation. And that is what we're emphasizing in this ministry. Heaven at last. Heaven at last. And so, know that you don't know these things. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always, always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. The present truth is the message of your day. Recognize that message. It is the present truth. Recognize it. Recognize that message. It is the present truth. Any other thing, have this. Whatever you do, let this be before you, that we have a message to escape from the destruction that is coming upon this world. Can we stand up? What we need is, give me grace to follow.
Abundant grace to follow. Give me grace to follow. Your grace is the Lord for me.
Because the Bible says, where sin did abound, where sin did abound, he said, grace much more about, much more than that sin can conquer. The grace is available. And that's why God has some witnesses now. And I want to be one of the witnesses that this nonsense going on in the world, it can't catch me. You cannot use hunger and make me compromise the gospel. You cannot use frustration and make me compromise my eternal destination. I have passed over from religion to Christianity. I am watching out to build myself more and more into the image of my husband, my spiritual husband, the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus himself. I am focused in molding my image, because that is the destiny, to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. If you catch what I am saying, you will be coming to a church like Bride Assembly and come in a manner as if you are doing me a favor. Even in light of the gospel. Who has time for any younger? If you like, come. If you like, don't come. If you like, come. If you like, serve God. If you like, don't serve God. But if you would go, don't hinder me. If you would go,
don't hinder me.
Don't hinder me.
If you would go,
if you would go,
don't hinder me.
Don't hinder me.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
Praise the Lord to the glory.
Hallelujah. Because every man will give account of himself. And the account I will give is that I did not shun to declare the wholesome truth. I said it as I knew it. I did not bend the word for any reason. I said it as I understood. And I preached it. I have finished my own. It's your responsibility to take heed. But whether you take heed or not and choose to live any life, it will not stop this world from coming to an end in this age. That is the truth. God will not bend, lower the standard to accommodate you. You will have to adjust yourself to meet with God's standard. And his standard is the Bible. Continue to argue about what to wear, about how to dress, about how to do your hair. Continue to argue about whether you should pay your tithe or not pay your tithe. Continue to argue about what the pastor has done, what the pastor has not done. Continue, focus on what is your interest. But I will look up, because I know he's coming very soon. Whatever you do on earth, whatever you argue and you fuse over, Let it be something that will add value to your spiritual life. If that thing is not going to add value to your spiritual life, it is a distraction. We are not politicians. The Church of Jesus Christ is not democracy. It is theocracy. Thus say the word of God, and we follow it. We are to obey. We are not to argue. We are not to interpret. No politics in the church. Stop that. Stop clannishing. I belong to this class. You belong to that class. Stop it. We are brethren. Stop that tribalism. We have only one tribe with only one language. And our language is hallelujah language. It's hallelujah language. That's our language. It's hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Any other language you have, it has already been disturbed at the power tower of Babel. You don't know Babel that produced what you are claiming. The original language is hallelujah language. And the angels are still speaking that language. And we are going to join them to sing that hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
That's our language.
Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's our
hallelujah. Oh, sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't finish my own. And it's recorded in heaven that I preach this message. But Father, I thank you for the unction. If there be anyone, Lord Jesus, that has caught something, I want to stand up and be where you desire him or her to be. Father, help that person and lift the person up unto yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, do it, Lord. Anybody repenting now, Father, help them to stand. Anyone that has backslidden and wants to come back to you like the prodigal son, Father, receive them, Lord. And if there is anybody that has not received the Holy Ghost and is crying upon you for this eternal life, Father, you say, if we ask, we shall receive. Lord, give that person eternal life. Give us the grace to follow you in this age. Grant us understanding of your mystery of salvation. Let us understand the message of our day, that we shall escape the destruction that is imminently on the way to this end. We have had the message. We have believed and we have baptized. May we truly, Father, receive salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, we pray.